العزلة والرياضة في السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We continue in this session. We were discussing the second step of the nine principles of the highly discipline of the Naqshbandi Tariqat that the murid has to follow in order to be in the elite, with the elite of the Naqshbandi, means in the highest level. In this tariqah, we explained about the second level, about the importance of the awrad and how much it's important to recite the awrad on a daily basis. And we have explained that that if someone has left his awrad and he didn't make them that day, on these three different times, before Fajr to Fajr, to the Ishraq, from Asr to Maghrib or Maghrib to Isha, which are these important times, then he is doing his awrad, he is fulfilling his obligation, but he is not being raised, he will not be raised to a high level, but he is still in the circle of Tariqat. If the murid forget, didn't do that awrad that day, he has to, and we explained that yes, in the other session, he has to do them, to perform them, how many times he's making zikrullah, how many times he's making salawat, how many times he's making la ilaha illallah, whatever the shaykh has prescribed to him for his ability to purify himself through an awafil. On that number of that recitation that he is doing, even on every number of the letter of the juz of the Holy Quran that he has recited every day, he has to make istighfar on all the number of all these azkarullah and multiplied by 40 days. He has to do them for 40 days for one time missing his awrad. For one day in this case, Allah, he has to make for 40 days istighfar. And as he is performing his awrad, he become, Allah will be dressing him every day, a dress that purifying him, opening these veils, and we have discussed that, veil after veil, veil after veil, day after day, until he will be able to build up his strength in order that he will be able to get the light of Allah in his heart, that light that Allah sent to the heart of the believer. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The one who will be able to build up his self, to purify his self, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, to raise up himself, to control his ego and purify himself from the bad manners, he will be, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, means Allah is saying for sure that person is succeeding and he becomes successful. He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Verily, the one who leaves bad manners is going to reach highest level of purification of the self. So the importance of leaving the bad manners is to put you on the right step, on the second level of Tariqa, of the discipline of Tariqa, in order that they will raise you up to the third level, in order that you can enter successfully the circle of Zikrullah. So when the Shaykh prescribed for you look at your sickness and prescribe for you these du'as and these awrad, and make for you a code that you cannot exceed the awrad more or less, because it is a certain code. If you miss one number up or one number down, the door doesn't open. You have to keep the code, these awrad. When you perform them, that will be your second step. That will take you now to the third step, which is the purification, a process through zikrullah. When you are in the second step and cleaning up yourself, now you can step on the third one, which veil after veil being opened, you are now becoming into maqam al-ihsan, maqam al-shuhud that you can see. The third step of the ladder, that is of nine different steps, the third is tazkiyatun nafs. Through the awrad that you are doing daily, it opens for you the way of seekers. Now you are inside that circle, and now we will see what is going to open for you. One, you are doing your prescription according to the Shaykh. You are taking your medications of awrad. You begin to feel that purity, and when that purity comes, you will find yourself inside maqam al-ihsan, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, to worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Now, that level, tazkiyatun nafs, Allah is telling you in Holy Quran that qad aflaha man tazakka, means that person who raised up himself and he reached the third step on that ladder, aflah, means he became successful in seeing what people cannot see. And that is the level of ash-shuhud. What Allah said in Holy Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Now then, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Then he mentioned, as soon as he is in that circle, as soon as he involuntarily, without him forcing himself to remember Allah's name, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes directly through his whole spirit and body, and he will remember, he will call upon his Lord what he said, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Then he will call upon his Lord, mention upon his Lord in what name. Allah said, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He mentioned the name of his Lord. What name? What name? You don't know. It's everyone is different name. It's not the same name. It's according to the tajalli, according to your container, to your heart. What kind of a name Allah will give you, that at that time you reached the real code that you can open and see. At the beginning you are having the code, you press the code with the awrad. Now you are inside, you have another code, they will give you a name that you use. When you use that name, what will happen? Mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. And when he mentioned Allah ta'ala's name, then he will fasalla, he will pray. What he prayed? What that level of praying, he's praying, what kind of prayer he's praying there? Yusallun ala nabi. Fasalla, he knew the importance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because فَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, he mentioned the name of his Lord, لا إله إلا الله. ذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, they brought him to realize that he has to say لا إله إلا الله. What comes after? Muhammad. So Muhammad is the door. So what Allah said in the Holy Quran, فَذَكَرَ اسْمُ رَبِّي. As soon as you mention Allah's name, فَصَلَّى, you pray on my Prophet. You know that he is my door, he is my way to me. And that's why here, we understand that the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the window that he can go from, is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَلَّى. فَصَلَّى on Prophet. At that level, because there is another level later, higher. فَصَلَّى means he will pray to Allah. Prophet takes him from the level of Haqiqatul Nabi, from the level of Haqiqatul Muhammadiyya, the reality of Muhammad, to the reality of oneness, to Maqam al-Tawheed. So he will raise him to Maqam al-Shuhud, then he will be able to pray, and he be able to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere, wherever he turns his face. So when you be able to understand the Haqiqatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so means the Shaykh is taking you, guiding you through the awrad that he had ordered you to do on the second step. Now he is raising you up to the third level where you are being able to purify yourself, going into remembrance of Allah's name through the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why it is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَى, is a successful who clean himself up and raise himself to the تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, purification of the self. At that time, وَذَكَرَ اسْمُ رَبِّي, at that time he will be able to remember Allah's name. Or else he is remembering Shaitan's name in dunya. He cannot remember Allah's name. If he cannot purify himself, if he cannot take this prescription that the Shaykh showed to him, he is still, his whole intention is dunya. He cannot remember Allah's name. To remember Allah's name, he has to go out of that sickness through the awrad. Then he will be open for him the remembrance of Allah's name. Then he can وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي, then he can mention the name of his Lord. As soon as he mentioned the name of his Lord, the door for Prophet, he will understand that it is needed for him the door through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There he said, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. As soon as he remembered Allah's name there in reality, فَصَلَّى, he will, فَصَلَّى, he is. فَصَلَّى means, and he immediately pray on whom? He will understand the reality of Muhammad is the way for him. It is very important for him to reach that level. He will begin to praise Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah and His Prophet and His angels are praising Prophet. So he knows that in reality he begins to praise Prophet. As he is praising Prophet, he will be raised higher. At that moment they will understand what Allah said to them in Holy Quran, مَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ حَيَاتَ الدُّنْيَا. But in reality, you see what I'm giving you. You see, when you follow a guided shaykh, when you become in the second level, you are stepping on the ladder, the second step of the ladder, and now you are on the third, and you see by mentioning my name through تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, you begin to understand the reality of Haqiqatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the door for Haqiqatul Tawheed. How much you before that, you were happy with your dunya. بَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You didn't realize that this dunya that you were in it, it's worthless compared to what I'm giving you now. Now at that time, the murid will understand, oh, what I have done in the past. He began to bite his finger. I regret what I have done in the past, running after dunya. بَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You consider more the dunya life, Allah is saying in Holy Quran. That's for the third level of tariqah. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The akhirah, the hereafter, is better and everlasting. Means in that level, third level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the guidance of the Shaykh through your prescribed awrad, open for you a window
of Akhirah. And now you begin to enjoy and be in an ecstasy of the love of Akhirah, and getting that fountains of knowledge, you will be dressing it one after
another. This already prescribed, you are going to see it. The Suhuf al-Ula, what we have given before to Ibrahim and Musa and after, it is a fact that you will be able to reach the knowledge of what is before and knowledge what is after. And that's why Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the knowledge of what is before ulum al-awwaleen wal-akhirin, gave me the knowledge of before, knowledge after, of hereafter. You will inherit, you will begin to be able at that level of murid, you begin to be able to inherit smaller, in a small capacity according to your heart, these knowledges slowly on the third discipline, when you are understanding that there is no way except through tazkiyatun nafs. So you cannot leave one of the prescribed awrat, because then you will fall from third level, from that high knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, yeah. You will be falling, and there is no way to repent except by going to more hardship. And that's why they prescribe 40 days of istighfar for one day losing your awrat, because you are going to lose that circle that you are enjoying, that ecstasy of the heavenly knowledge. And that heavenly knowledge cannot accept any crack in your system, any hole in a pipe, or else the whole knowledge will be thrown away in the garbage without value and without importance from the murid. And that's why they want the murid always in best condition. So he missed one day, make 40 days. So now you are beginning to be able to build up in the third level through the maqam al-shuhud that they open to you, فَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّ. There, through tazkiyah, you begin to remember, to mention Allah's name, فَصَلَّ, praising on His Prophet, because you know the reality comes, the door to Allah is through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he brings you to that haqiqat al-tawheed. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in haqiqat al-tawheed, he is the best muwahid, is the highest Muhammad. Wahid. The only real muwahid is Sayyidina Muhammad, because he went to Isra al-Mi'raj. If you are still dunya holding you, you cannot go higher. You will not be light. So you cannot go into ascension. Prophet ﷺ went into ascension to Qaba Qawsayni aw Adna. So in that third level, your physical body become lighter. Why it become lighter? Not because it is the heaviness or the losing weight, no. But as we discussed before, when you begin to be blessed every day with the awrat being dressed, different dress, your body becomes, the container of your body becomes stronger, solid and solid and solid, and it doesn't have any more cracks. So as you are putting that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending His light to your heart, that light becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, like you have a can, pressure can, where you press and you have this nice smell goes everywhere. And it was a form of gas, it goes out like a form of gas because it is under high pressure. It is liquid, but it goes out It is goes out as a gas because it can spread that smell quickly. That light can spread quickly like laser. It goes through everywhere. So your body becoming light, and that's why the gravity cannot affect on it. Like a balloon, you bring a balloon and you put helium in it. So you fill it with air. Even if you have a balloon, now you fill it with your mouth with air, it doesn't fly. Put helium, it flies. That light that Allah gives to you in the third level, that's what we call maqam al-mushahada, is after tazkiyat al-nafs, will make your body that is very strong light carry your body and take it like a balloon full of helium. So your body has no weight compared to that gas, to that light that is raising you up. So you become like a balloon rising up in the horizon of knowledge, of the horizon where the sun is rising up, the sun of knowledge is rising up, you will be a balloon rising up through your heavenly levels and diffusing and throwing all your garbage down, and only your purity will be going up and letting all the extra weight that you don't need it. Akhlaqul Zalima, the bad character, which we have explained it before in other series. When you get rid of it, you become lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter, and you begin to move higher in the horizons of Allah's horizons, which is where the sun of knowledge is rising up. Then it will put you on the fourth level, which is maqamul ma'rifah, the Gnostic level, which is opposite to ghafla. Ma'rifah is the opposite of ghafla. Ghafla, which is the heedless. So ma'rifah, knowing everything. Ghafla, knowing nothing. Maqamul ma'rifah is a maqam, is a level where always you will be receiving, in every moment, you will be receiving heavenly knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught him from heavenly knowledge, all like us. This is Sayyidina Khudr. Asim ibn Baqiyya of Sayyidina Sulaiman said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. The one that he has the knowledge of the book, he said, I can bring the crown of Sheba, the throne of Sheba in 1 second. So you begin to receive this kind of knowledge. So ma'rifah is opposite of ghafla. Ghafla is ignorance, heedless. To be heedless and ignorant. So when you reach ma'rifah, you never can. Allah doesn't like you to go even 1 second back into ghafla or ignorance. You have to keep moving forward. Because in that road, there will be lot of temptations, lot of tests to test you. Are you really in maqamul ma'rifah? Like when Sayyidina Musa asked Allah, he wants to know more about ma'rifah, he sent him to Khidr alayhi salam. So what Khidr did, they went on the boat, he made a hole in the boat. So he tested, he gave something to see. And Sayyidina Musa said, no, what you are doing? He objected. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِي مَعَيَا صَبْرًا. You cannot keep up with me. Because ma'rifah is completely going to be different, and there will be lot of testing. So when you reach that fourth level, lot of tests will be coming from Allah, ordering Prophet ordering your Shaykh to fight for you, test during your seeking on that way. and you made a mistake, they give you an excuse. They say, okay, it isn't. But when you know that you cannot park your car in the middle of the road, they are going to give you a punishment. It's not allowed. If you park it on the side of the road, they might give you a ticket. They say, oh, he doesn't know. But if you put it on the middle of the road, they will take it. It's not anymore a ticket. They take the whole car. So in Maqam al-Ma'rifah, when you know, and they are opening for you this knowledge, how you then are you going to do mistakes? If you do, you get punishment. Sayyidina Adam, Allah gave him the ma'rifah. Shaitan came and he tricked him with eat from that tree. You know, you have all paradise. This tree will make you absolute, ever living, everlasting. Eat from it. He said, now Adam knows the ma'rifah. Allah made all angels to make sajda for him, to bow. It is not sajda of ibadah, but it is sajda of ihtiram, respect. So they make sajda. With that knowledge, he ate from the tree. What happened? The punishment became bigger. Go to earth. Don't stay in paradise anymore. So if you do something wrong in Maqam al-Ma'rifah, they will take it all from you. They go back to first level of the of murid, Maqam al-Murid. The first level which we described, that the first step, not they bring you back to the third step or the second step. No, they bring you to make a new initiation now, another time with the Shaykh. Repeat your initiation. Whatever you have achieved, you lost them. They take you, take them, take it out completely from your heart. You become heedless. Now another time, go back. And that's why you see many murid, they run away. They go because the Shaykh take everything. You didn't keep your promise with me. I'm not keeping my promise. You come back, renew your vow. If you did it, if you make the mistake without bad intention, because they put you in Maqam al-Ma'rifah and Shaitan tricks you and you follow him, then you as if you are parking your car in the middle of the road. But if you didn't let Shaitan to come and always astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and you did a mistake, as if you have parked your car by the cross, what you call crosswalk?
Zebra.
Huh? On the side of the road.
Middle line.
Side of the road. If you did it intentionally, if you accepted it from Shaitan, he tricked you and you followed him as if you put your car in the middle of the road. But if you didn't follow Shaitan and you made a mistake unintentionally, you tried your best but you fall as if you have parked your car on the side of the road, they give you a ticket. And what is that ticket? Is that for 40 days it's haram for you to eat anything and drink anything except 3 days and 3 cups of water for 40 days to torture yourself, to tell yourself you cannot disobey the discipline of this tariqah in order to reach these high levels. 3 days,
and
3 cups of water daily, remembering how much hardship Prophet ﷺ has gone. For many days, they never ate. They were putting stone and wrapping their stomach in order not to feel the hunger. And if they are successful and they have something, they don't eat more than 3 days a day. So you have to give your nafs a teaching. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not happy. You are making trick to me. I'm going to teach you a lesson. 3 days a day for 40 days.
and 3 cups of water, at least to learn how to be, to learn from your role model, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much hardship they have carried in their lives.
That if you want to be in the level of manhood, maqam al-rijal, that if you want to reach the level of the elite, means elite, not elite, dunya elite, rich people, no. Means rich in knowledge, rich in akhirah, rich in the love, rich in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to teach, discipline yourself. So if you want that level, you follow. If you want to keep the first beginners, muhibbi, loving the Shaykh, coming to his meeting, that's something else.
Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq,
bi hurmati al-Fatiha, we'll continue inshallah in the next session.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.